Morse's Greatest Mystery by Colin Dexter. This book is read by Frederick Davidson. The book bears a dedication. For my grandsons, Thomas and James. As Good as Gold. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 1. Admiring friend.
My, that's a beautiful baby you have there.
Mother.
Oh, that's nothing. You should see his photograph.
Anon. Chief Superintendent Strange took back the snapshot of grandson number 1, 2 years, 3 months, and lovingly looked at the lad once more.
Super little chap. You can leave him with anybody. As good as gold.
He poured a little more of the Macallan into each of the glasses. Birthdays were becoming increasingly important for Strange as the years passed by. Fewer and ever fewer of them left, alas, and he thought he was enjoying the little early evening celebration with a few of his fellow senior officers. Only two of them remaining now, though. Quite predictably remaining, one of the two. Musing nostalgically, Strange elaborated on memories of childhood.
One of the first things I ever remember as a kid, that this woman was looking after me when my old mum had to go out somewhere. And when she came back, she asked her whether I'd been a good boy while she'd been away.